Eduya is Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Another list of cholkim between one of the G'dayli Chachomim and the Rabbim, the Chachomim. Ishloish Advarm Rebbe Loza Ben Azariah Matir, the Chachom Baisim. These are also Nanyone Tyrus. Porosa Yoitze Beretzua Shabin Kanev. This is a famous Mishnah where there's a discussion in Masechah Shabbos in the Bameh Behemi Yoitze about certain things that are considered a maso, and then a behemo is not allowed to carry them because a person is mitzuvah b'shvisas behemtoi. But if it's part of the behemo, it serves the behemo. It's like a person wearing clothing. The behemo has certain things which service the behemo, so then it's considered not a maso, it's considered like a malbush for the behemo, chelik of the behemo. Ritzua shemein kaner is something that's over there that's mentioned as something that's also. The interessante zach is over here that the loshon of the Mishnah over there is poroso yoitze b'ritzua shebein kanel. That means the poro of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah went out in this ritzua. Chazal explained, it's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nundalet, the Gemara in Beit also, that it wasn't the poro of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. It was the neighbor of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, by the way, it says in Chazal, was an Osher Muflig, and Porosoi is a misnomer. He probably had thousands of Poros. Lefi Shaloi Michabo, the Rav brings it over here, Samele Koru Chacham Malshmoi, and Chazal look at that as being his Maisa. So for all time, we have for posterity Porosoi Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Yoitza, because of a Maisa that he wasn't Meichon. The Maisa, what exactly was the nature of this Ritzua that was Ben Karneo? Others say, look at the Mefarshim over here, it's also Tali and Sugis. It was a Ritzua L'Shem Noi. Others tell us that it was a Ritzua L'Shem Shmira of the Behemoth. So the Shal is again, what's considered a Takshah of the Behemoth, what's considered a Masa. The second Machlaikas over here was Umekardin's HaBehemoth B'Yomtif. Mekardin is like scratching with a comb that has thin teeth, biyomtiv, even though lemaisa, it's the problem with a comb in here is that it could pull out here. So over here is that it would make chaburu, would make yitzias dam. Lemaisa, it's a dovish enim iskavin. The chachamim can here hold that dovish enim iskavin is also b'mleches yomtiv. Why is this didn't mention Lagabi Yomtiv? L'chotzer didn't Lagabi Shabbos also. Pashas, because Shabbos is harder to deal with a behemoth. And Yomtiv, a behemoth is not Mukta. So you can be handling him in order to bring him for a shechita. The Shal is the Mekadin over here. And also the Machlekes over here. For there to be Machlekes Chachom and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, whether Dovah Shein Miskam is Mutter or also, we have it on the record, the Shas, as Machlekes always Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And we pass that Dovah Shein Miskam is Mutter, like Reb Shimon. And over here, L'chor, the halach is going to have to be like the Chachom, Neged HaYochid, and it says over here, they asked it, so that needs a little bit hasbara. The Shoychakin means to grind, as a pilpulin berechaim shalahem. There's a shayla of different malachas, whether they're b'chlam malachas, hechonav shal yomtiv, cooking, baking, other things that are poshut to be tzorech hechonav shal, yeah. There are certain things which are clearly not Eichel Nefesh. Something in between is something which is Eichel Nefesh, but lav dafka that it has to be done today. So because of that, there are certain things that are a little bit gray area. So Rabbi Loza ben Azariah hold that you're allowed to grind pilpulin, hot peppers. They had small grinders for that. And that's Eichel Nefesh. Chacham hold no, because that's a meiser shalchol. There are certain things that even though be'etzim, it would be fresher if it's done on Yom Tov, but it's uvdin d'chol. We look at that as not being something that should be done on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah over here is moisif a nekuda legabi one of the protim that are here, which is on the middle case of mekadin z'habehim b'yom tov. The Mishnah over here mentions Reb Yehuda Omer, ein mekadin z'habehim b'yom tov, which we had before, b'neishu oisa chabura avo mekadzefin. So the Neshu has Chabur, we explained already. That's obviously the problem with Megardim, because it's Moitzi Dam, the Shal is Tovash and Miskavin. What is Mekartzefin? Mekartzefin means the type of thing which does not generally make a Chabur. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda was also Matah. It's a Tovash and Miskavin. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds B'chol HaShas that Tovash and Miskavin is also. What you have to say is that in the classic case where Yehuda Asa is dragging a bench and he makes holes, is Yehuda only was asering when it's a dover shchiach that's going to make a hole. It's not muchrach. So it's not what we call a psikresha, where for sure it'll make a hole. And there Reb Shimon be maskim that dov shenem is kam b'psikresha is also. Reb Yehuda holds that it's also, even if it's not for sure, as long as it's shchiach. And over here, by mekatzvin is something that b'chlal not shchiach. V'chomim v'aymrim. And Mekard and Afloid Mekartzefin. They asked also on Mekartzefin. What's Mavu over here is that Mekartzefin Betzim, it's not Shach to Asal Tovshin and Skavin. It's only also Shtet in the Gemara because there's a Xera Otu Mekard. But Betzim, they hold Beshit Sim Yud, except they're Machmir. They tack on next to Xera. Pek Dal Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvar Mikule Beshame Mechumre Beshilu. There's another list where we have something which is unusual in Shas. Having a machlek b'shamay b'sil is not unusual, but having kule b'shamay with b'sil is machmir, that's not the norm. Beitzah shenol d'biyamtin, this is the first Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah. B'shamay oimrim te'ochel, the Beitzah was noilad, it was hatched, by the chicken, not hatched, it was, came out of the chicken on Yomtiv. B'shamay oimrim te'ochel, you're allowed to eat it, but still lamin lo te'ochel. Because since the Gemara says that the egg that's inside the chicken is formed from yesterday. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about yomtif that was chal on Yom Yishoyd, like this year's Pesach, after Shabbos. The Gemara says that the egg was formed yesterday and then it sits in the chicken, then it comes out the next day. So, the chicken laid an egg. The egg that was laid was a something that was huchon on Shabbos. Comes along Beisil. Beisil asers something that was made on Shabbos for Yom Tov. It's hachono. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Beishama is not goyzer on hachono. I mean, he says he can't be mechim b'yadayim, but he's not goyzer on hachono something that was nasim elof. By the way, we're talking over here about a chicken which is miyud for shchita. It's not mukta. If the chicken is miyud for laying eggs, we look at it as an agricultural product. Then it's not muktzah. Same way a balchai on Shabbos is muktzah. A balchai that's oimid l'shchita on Yom Tov is not muktzah, but a chicken that's put aside for laying eggs is muktzah. So you have to make that a kimta. And then you have a machleks over here, l'gabi hachona. This is the famous sugi of hachona in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah. So b'sil over here, b'sil is machmir. Second case where b'sil is machmir. B'shamay oimim s'or b'kazayis v'chometz b'choseves. There's two things that the Torah says Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzer on Legabe Chometz. One is Chometz is something that rose. And then there's Sa'or. Sa'or is the sourdough. Today it's more popular because people make sourdough. They use starter. That's Mamish Echte Sa'or. That's not bread that was leavened with using a little bit of the starter. That's the starter itself. So there's Sa'or and there's Chometz. The Sa'or is Bekazayis. Chometz is not the source itself of chimutz, it's something that was nischametz. That's a shear that's bigger. Why is that? Why should there be a chiluk between the two? Ubeisil leim zevzeb kezayis, both of them are kezayis. Now, when we open up psukim, already in Yonah Diyayimu, we open up psukim that are in the parsha of Isser Chometz, we find like this. The pasuk says, Shivas yom sa'or leimotzim v'teichem, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichas ha'nevesh ha'im yedas Yisrael. The Torah starts with sa'or, Sa'or lo yimotze, ki kol oichel machmetzes. Talk about machmetzes, which means something that was nechmatz, which is chometz like a bread. Not the starter, but the bread that was leavened al yidei the sa'or. That tells us that they're both the same. Beshamai says that the Torah puts the two together, legabe, but he says it's legabe achilo. However, the Lamaisa, since the Torah puts down Sa'or with Machmetz separately, there is a chilik in the shir. Beshamay learns that knech, that there's a chilik in the shir, has to do with the shir biur. Legabe the Issa bayiro bayimotze. Legabe the Issa achilo. Both of them are the same. Now, why one is a shir kezayis and one is a shir kezevis? Normally, Machol Sosu is a kezayis. Where would a kezevis come from? Since Sa'or is the source of chimutz itself, it's in the basic share of kezayis. Kekoseves is somewhat of a bigger share. Whenever we have oichel, it's a bigger share, several places in Shas, We have it because service. Achilan Yom Kippur LaMarshal. That's also that type of shir. It's totally an inu. It's not totally an achil. Therefore, it's a bigger shir. What's interesting over here is if the machlokes over here is l'gabe beer, when is the person over? Abayiro bayimotze. L'chore, he's not doing something. It's sitting in his house. So what are we talking about? What's the difference? How big the piece is? If it's sitting in his house, it's a bigger piece, a smaller piece. The smaller piece also can be over. So what's the difference if it's a bigger piece or a smaller piece? Elamai, what are you going to say? What you'll say is that the nafkamina is l'gabi malkus. The problem is that owning chometz on Pesach, l'chore, is not something that has malkus at all. It's only a person, something can be over, a person's only over passively. But it's a lav shame by myself. It's a lav shame by myself, it's no malkus. Elamai, iser. For an issue, chatzushi also min ha-teru. So this is a famous discussion. Shagas Ayu with the Chacham Tzvi, with the Pnei Yeshua, with the Reb Kiv Eger, other G'dele Achreinim. One possibility is to say there is no chatzushi also min ha-teru legabi owning chometz. Chatzushi also min ha-teru is only when a person is doing something. Issue of eating. So he ate a half of kazayis, or doing malacha on Shabbos, does a half of malacha. But owning is a passive state. That state, either you're over or you're not over. It's not shaykh to halfway be over. That's one possibility. And then the machlokes over here, b'sham b'zul, is the gabi when it's mutter. If he has a kezayis of chometz, does he have to give it away? Does he have to burn it? Lav dafka. Only so he would have to burn. That would be the machlokes. The other way to learn is to say, no, maybe there is chatz yashir on owning a kezayis of chometz. However, there is malkus on Bayro Bayimotze if a person is to be over Bekum Vase. How's that possible? The Rambam is mechadish that even though Bayro Bayimotze owning chometz is a lav shem b'maisa, however, if a person buys chometz, he's being over on the lav of having chometz idea that doing a maisa of buying, that would be considered a lav shesh b'maisa, which is a chiddush. There are stiris in the Rambam, even the Mishnah Melech has a whole arichus about it. The Machlok Sushenim in several places, Achrenim have a big tumult. A lav which is existentially in boy maisa, but is overall yedeya maisa. Would that be called lav sheyesh b'maisa to get malchus or not? So according to the other Achrenim, the first shita that we mentioned, the Shagasai with the Pnei Yeshua with others, they hold that you don't even have to get involved in this noise, because Ba'iro Ba'imatz is b'chlau matshaych. To Malkus, even if it would be Bukuma, said there's another reason why Bayiro Bayimotz says a Malkus, and that is because Bayiro Bayimotz owning chometz is always fix upable, what we call a lav hanitik laseh ayide the mice of tashmis, of burning the chometz. Person owns, then he has to fix it by burning the chometz. Well, it's anyways not something that has Malkus, you'll have to say the machlokes over here, because the gabi whether there's an isser at all.